episode number 191, Slowly But Surely.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we're back at you again for another week of the podcast. Still waiting for our Camaros.
Yeah, what's with the topic of this?
Slowly but surely?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, because they're like, they're coming in, but slowly and surely. No, they're leaking in, basically. You know, a couple here, a couple there.
Little dribble. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
We really got to start off this episode by mentioning, I made a post in the 2010 news forum. Pete Bassica, owner of
Petters,
yeah, was in Milford doing some things, and he got a hold of me and he said, hey, look, you know, make a thread and I'll answer some questions because I have some information that they may want answers to. And we were supposed to talk to Pete today, and because a lot of people did post some of their questions. Unfortunately, due to scheduling conflicts, we are unable to do that because Pete's probably doing some cool top secret Camaro or suspension work for somebody.
Yeah.
But rest assured that Pete,
it will be very soon.
Yeah, very soon. And Pete will definitely be happy to answer what questions he can.
Yeah.
So if you haven't, if you got a question about suspension related on the Camaro, Pete's the guy to talk about it. He's I think he knows all. So post your question in the thread.
Yeah,
Please read the guidelines to the thread.
I'll make sure I post a link to that in the show notes.
Yeah, and we'll get those questions answered. I know that I've got a couple that I'm dying to know.
Yeah.
And I think they go along with the other questions that have been posted so far. But getting back to the topic of this week's show,
yeah,
Slowly But Surely, there's been some milestones of Camaro deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
And one of recent that's very significant is Dan Porcaro. He's one of the 12 or 15 disciples.
Sure.
And he was the first disciple to receive his Camaro.
Yeah, saw that thread.
It looks
beautiful.
Good.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I got to tell you, it looks terrific.
Lucky bastard. Jealous.
Yeah, I know. And he's not the only one to receive it. They're finally getting in.
Yeah. We're seeing like a handful here and there trickle into dealerships and people posting that they're getting their cars. I know locally around here, there's I think each dealer has a 1LT car that they have for their showroom to show everybody the Camaro, and I think they're not supposed to sell them until after May 6th. And we keep hearing this date, May 6th.
What's the big deal? haven't gotten a firm answer on that.
Yeah, but apparently May 6th is the unveiling date at all the dealerships. I don't know. We haven't gotten any official word.
I think the safe thing to do is if you haven't seen a Camaro yet in person, go down to your dealership. Well, you could probably go down right now and probably see it.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not supposed to, you know, make a big deal about it until the 6th. So get on down to your dealership, talk to the guys, take a look at the car if you haven't already. Because allegedly, evidently, there's some big thing going on the 6th.
Yeah.
It might be the day that you take delivery of yours, Chris.
Let me tell you, it's been a high-low week for me this week. I get a call on Wednesday saying, well, my car's going to be in. Oh. You don't know how excited I was.
This is Wednesday, right?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we start getting all my financing in order, get that all taken care of, and waiting all day, and it didn't come in.
Oh.
So they said, well, maybe it's going to be on the truck, and it'll be dropped here overnight. Okay.
Did you sleep?
Oh, man. Not much. Wake up Thursday, get an email saying, nah, it's probably not going to be here this week. Oh. The reason being, apparently, is the car that I ordered has cyber gray stripes on it. Now, from what I understand, is the stripes aren't put on at the Oshawa factory. They're taken from the Oshawa factory to another place where they actually put the stripes on, and then they ship the car to the dealership. So, I guess I'm waiting for the stripes to be put on my car and shipped to my dealership. Hopefully this week.
Gotta be soon.
Hopefully this week.
Gotta be soon.
Ugh. I'm dying over here. Yes, I know we've been waiting forever, but it's like it's within grasp now.
It's so close.
It's like it's built and it's done. Now it's just waiting to get here.
Here it is. Looky, looky. Maybe not. Sorry.
No. Sorry. Maybe tomorrow.
My car, because I had to change parts of my order, has been delayed a little bit. I had the whole decision of changing from manual transmission to automatic transmission. Yep. That delayed it a little bit. I may have had mine by now.
Yeah.
The cyber gray delay didn't help. However, I did get notification that probably the day you're picking yours up is the day mine gets built. So
I'm
not too far behind.
Excellent.
Or within give or take a day.
Cool.
So I'm very excited about it. I've been talking to Tom Henry when I can. I guess he's been a little under the weather, the poor guy. Rough couple of weeks for Tom there, but I'm happy to deal with him nonetheless. You know, he's got that Tom Henry Racing program going on. And I guess some details were put out there. Tom, again, he's been pretty tied up and hasn't been able to talk to me about it too much, but I'm definitely interested in seeing what he's got for the Camaro.
Nice.
Maybe even putting some of his stuff on mine.
Really?
Yeah, you know, because it's SEMA bound, so I want to make it look as good as I can. Yeah, but, you know, book your flights for SEMA. You could meet me.
Yeah.
I'll be there shaking hands and giving autographs. No, I'll be standing there going, that dude's leaning on my car. Leaning on my car. Okay, dude, get off my car, man.
We're going to be up in the media room getting more massages.
From Miss Nevada.
No, she wasn't the one giving the massages.
Well, we could maybe talk her into it. Georgina Vaughn, man. She's a knockout. She was a cool chick, too. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
Once again. So, you know, the dealers got their cars on the showroom, man. Get out there and check it out. I drove by one and I've seen the Camaro a million times now.
Yeah.
Okay? There's no question about it. But I saw it for the first time sitting in a dealership lot.
Isn't
yesterday.
That a beautiful thing?
It was sitting right up front, and all the other cars are parked on angles and everything, and this was parked sideways, so it took up three spots.
Even 7 years ago when the O2s were out, you really didn't see them prominently placed in the dealership. You know, you have the Corvettes right out front and stuff, but now it's like center stage. This is like big time. This is awesome.
Just like 2 years ago at the GM Style event, that is what the celebrities wrapped up the whole runway spectacle with is the Camaro concept convertible.
Yeah.
And all the celebrities, pretty much, there was almost a celebratory feeling around it. It was like, you know, like the birth of birth of a king.
Yeah.
And it was good, man. And now it's back. It's been so long. God, I just want to go and steal that car right off the lot. And if it comes up missing, it wasn't me. I got, you know. To bash it up getting it out of that spot because there's cars bookending it. So,
yeah. But, you know, that leads into something that I've been reading all week on the forums, and it's people going to their dealerships to look for a Camaro and the sticker price being from marked up like $5,000 to $10,000. And then, of course, you see the eBay auctions out there. They're insane. Insane. That brings us to our point of refusing Camaro markups.
We said this from the start.
We knew this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We knew years ago. So that's when we started saying, there's always a good dealership out there to treat you right. You just got to find them. There's plenty of them out there. So refuse Camaro markups.
Absolutely.
Do not purchase a Camaro from a dealership asking $5,000 to $10,000 over sticker. Even
$5
over sticker.
Just don't do it because that... And it's going to be tough because you're going to be standing there over the car that you could have. You could be driving home in that car.
Yeah.
Just don't do it because all it does is give them a reason to keep doing it.
Because there's always people out there with more money than brains willing to, you know, have the first one on their block.
Don't be that guy.
And pay 10 grand over sticker. Oh, I've seen these V6 cars going for $36,000. That's more than a loaded 2SS car. That's craziness.
That's tough.
Craziness.
You know, you say more money than brains. If you buy into the Camaro markup thing, you'll have less money.
Yeah.
And still have no brains.
Right. And talking with my dealership this week, Buff Whalen Chevrolet in Sterling Heights, Michigan, they were telling me that they can do courtesy deliveries as well as any Chevrolet dealership in the country. You factory order the car, and instead of it being shipped to the dealership that you order it from, it's delivered to another dealership. And I think there's an extra cost of like $250, $500. But you can take delivery of it at a dealership near you, but not have to order it through that dealership. Of course, if you're ordering it from a dealership that's not going to make you pay a markup and trying to have it delivered to a dealership that is, I don't know if they will actually let you courtesy deliver the car there.
Say, we can make $250 or $2,500 or more.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do it. So.
But that's an option. I mean, there's lots of competition out there. And
the cream rises to the top.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we got a few participating dealers on our board, and they seem to have a lot of integrity. And soon you'll be able to identify them a little bit easier. We've been saying for a long time we're working on a dealer program. Yep. And, you know, once they start getting more and more cars on the lot that are available, you know, that are ready for to be sold, oh, then yeah. you'll start seeing them more Definitely. And more. Right now, I think they're just trying to juggle the influx of people trying to get something.
Yeah.
So just, you know, keep an eye on the board. Keep an eye on the dealer. We've got a dealer forum just specifically for dealers pricing and ordering. And that's what it's set up for.
Oh, yeah.
So find a good dealer. And you'll know it when you see there when you see them, you get a fuzzy feeling and then hopefully they'll take care of you from that point on.
Yeah.
So I guess that brings us into our one of my favorite parts of the show.
What's that?
Well, we got you were telling me earlier we have a couple emails and maybe a voicemail.
Yes, we do.
But before we get to that,
yes, this episode is brought to you by Magnaflow at magnaflow.com. Looking for all your exhaust needs for any type of vehicle you have. Just head over to magnaflow.com, use their little tool that they have there. You can choose the year, the brand, everything. It kicks up the exhaust, plays some sound clips for you. Still don't have the 2010 Camaro stuff up there for sound clips. They do have info, but no pricing yet. Right. So I'm assuming they're waiting for a car as well.
I'm wondering if they're going to manage to be the first out there.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm going to keep checking their site.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Magnaflow.com.
Yep.
Thank you very much for that, Chris, and thank you, Magnaflow, for sponsoring the Camaro Z28.com podcast. So you got a couple emails there.
Yeah, here. Just choose one here.
Oh, not again.
Take a card, any card. so he takes both.
Which one do I want here? You can have that one.
Okay, go ahead. You read first.
What a dirty trick. Okay, this comes from Dan Davis. And he says, hey, Chris and Jason. Dan, Camaro Guy 579 here. I was just curious as to why the automatic tranny Camaro gets 400 horsepower, but the manual gets 426. Excuse my ignorance if this is a no-brainer. I'm just wondering what's the difference. I'm sure it'll be easy to get another 20 horsepower with aftermarket performance parts anyway. Thanks for that email, Dan. Appreciate it a lot. And interestingly enough, on the first of this month, which is just a couple, 3 days ago, a member to the site, 19Z28 Camaro 02, says, what's the difference between the LS3 and L99? And this is... in the LS3 and L99 OEM V8 general engine discussion.
Okay.
Jake Robb, a longtime member, good friend of us.
In SOB?
Said, I almost forgot. And the reason why I almost forgot is because this is a great, great answer. He says, the only differences are the inclusion of AFM and VVT, active fuel management and variable valve timing, in the L99, along with a less aggressive camshaft, which is necessary because the special lifters needed for AFM can't handle the LS3's aggressive load profiles, and a corresponding tune is also the difference. He says, I'm not sure, but I suspect the L99's engine computer is different. Specifically, it should include the ability to control the AFM and VVT systems. It's possible that the LS3's computer is the same with those capabilities disabled. He says, I haven't seen an L99 dyno graph yet, but VVT should broaden the power band on the L99 compared to the LS3.
Hmm. Well, there you go. So spells it out perfectly.
Right. And he talks about like the design differences and what one includes, but what it also includes is different camshaft, cylinder heads, and valve train.
Yeah.
And you can turn an L99 into an LS3. You just have to have that AFM disabled, because I was talking to our local engine tuner. They're at Vector Motorsports.
Okay.
And I was talking to him about it because they do the same thing for the Pontiac G8. And he says, yeah, they have turned L99s into LS3s. They just got to change the entire valve train, cylinder heads, and everything out. But it can be done.
Okay.
Comp cams, I've been looking into their... They have what's called a cam phaser for the L99. So you can do a cam swap without doing a complete valve train swap.
Mm, interesting.
There's another thread I posted. Yeah, interesting. To look for. I don't have it up in front of me. But Dan, thank you so much for that email.
Yeah.
And there's your answer. And thanks, Jake.
Yeah. Okay, this one comes to us from Patrick. I know this may be a bad question to ask, but I want to get a 2010 1SS Camaro, but I've been given a hard time by Chevy dealerships because none of them have it, and they act like you really don't care. I love my car, which is a BMW 3 Series, but want to finally trade it in and get my Camaro. Can you point me in the right direction? Thank you for your time. I think we already kind of... covered this.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of Chevrolet dealerships around the country that would be more than happy to help you out.
There's a clear indication that you probably don't want to deal with them anyway.
Right. Especially trading in his BMW 3 Series.
And that's not the first time we've heard of somebody wanting to trade in a BMW for a Camaro.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that part's cool. But, you know, just make a few phone calls to other dealerships and wait till you feel right about it. You'll know. It's kind of like finding a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, you do have to develop a relationship, I guess. Tune in next week for the Psychology Hour with Jason Debler. So anyway, we we got a voicemail?
We have one voicemail this
week.
Just
one?
Just one. It's not going to be a marathon this week.
No kidding. But before that...
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And here we go.
Hey, Chris, Jason. This is Charlie One from the message boards again. I just called just to say that I just left my dealership here in Las Cruces, and they just received their new 2010 Camaros. It was a yellow 2010 2LT series, and it's nice. I mean, it was it's roomy inside. I'm a 6'1" guy, and I felt comfortably in there. I don't know how else to say, but I remember on the podcast you guys were talking about that they weren't going to probably be on dealerships until May 6th, but we here in Cruces, we ended up getting our sets already, and I was able to sit in it right before they put it on the showroom, and I was pretty much like, I guess, the fourth person to actually sit in it, and they were not going to allow people to sit in it while I was on the showroom, so I ended up feeling privileged, and I just thought letting you guys know that they are out, and over here in New Mexico, I mean, way out from Detroit, it's awesome that they got here so early. So just letting you know on that. So keep up the great work on the podcast, you guys. Later.
Yeah, they're getting all over the country. All over the country now. So, yeah. Awesome.
Get down to your dealer, man. See what they got. Maybe it's just sitting in the back and the guy might say, come on back. We're not supposed to put it on the floor, but you can take a look at it now.
So what the heck?
You know? And again, there's an indication of maybe a dealer you might want to deal with.
That's right.
Great email, Charlie11, I think is how it's his username.
No,
is spelled.
We're still doing a thing every week where someone wins something, right?
That is correct. But
Charlie
won prize per person.
He already won.
Yeah. So, last week he won the new 2010 Camaro Smooth Locks are out and available, and we had a thing going on, so I gave a bunch of them away. But if you want yours, head over to cz28store.com and you can pick yourself up. Shiny new smooth.
Keep those voicemails coming because we're still going to give away something every week.
You know the part is that I keep getting more and more things to give away.
So we just got to keep giving away more and more things.
We just got to give away. So every week we pick a winner and based on the voicemail and it could be you. So just call in. I just gave the number a little while ago. Pick up the phone and dial now.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Okay. So the show's not going to go on and on and on with voicemails this week. But we have something cool in studio this week we're going to review.
Yeah. We talked a lot about how the aftermarket is really going to embrace this car, you know, and the first thing you think of is headers and wheels and, you know, all that stuff. But there's also other things like, you know, just things that enhance the ownership experience.
Yeah.
There's a company out there that actually Scott Settlemyer, the FBOD father, sent me an email about this and said I might want to check it out. The company's name is Cypress Classics, and they do, well, it sounds simple, but it's not. They do boxes.
Yeah.
Very special boxes for automobile enthusiasts, and what makes them special is the quality of them. They're like presentation boxes,
something that sits on your desk. It almost looks like a cigar box,
like a high-end cigar,
a very
box,
high-end
though.
Cigar box.
And you know, it's for you to put your keys in, or pens, or you know, business cards, or you could put cigars in it, but it's not sealed. You know,
right,
so it wouldn't help. Well, we had Bob send us one of these to take a look at. Bob at Cypress Classics, that's the owner, and he's a really cool guy too. He's a great guy to talk to. And this is one of these things, and this is probably if you take anything away from this, this is the deal. You got to hold one of these boxes in your hand to understand the quality of it. It's one of those things. It's like a Rolex. You know, you could see it in a picture and everything. But when you put it in your hand, you're like, oh, now I understand what the big deal is. And so these boxes here, and they offer a few different sizes. They've got a ceramic tile inlay that has the Camaro logo on it. And they also do it for Corvettes as well.
What I noticed immediately, it's got the new font for the SS.
Yeah, well, you can right here.
Yeah.
Well, you can actually have the SS logo or the RS logo put on there, and the SS logo in red or white to match your car. It's got the Camaro logo, the bow tie, and it says Generation 5 in the ceramic tile inlay. The box itself is made out of aged maple, and it's finished in this really, really high gloss mahogany thing. And so when I took it out of the packaging box, and it was packaged very well too. And I look at it, I'm like, now I can understand why these things are such a big deal. And then when you open it, the hinge is, you know, like perfect. It's inside is
Let me tell you how heavy duty this thing is. Oh. I just smashed my thumb in there by accidentally dropping the top when I was trying to look inside of the beautiful green felt inside there.
And here's what it sounds like when you drop it from like 2 inches.
Yeah, it hurt.
It's like this is no cheap, you know, box you buy in Walmart. This is a handmade piece of work, and it's just beautiful. It's like one of those things you want to put on your desk because it means something.
And I notice when you're picking up the box, the bottom has the GM license on it.
It absolutely does, yeah. So, you know, you can use it for, you know, it just looks good. It's great for Camaro or Corvette owners, depending on what you want. Throw your keys, your cell phone, and I use it for my keys and my cell phone. It makes a killer gift. And they can customize it. I was talking to Bob about it after I got it. I said, this is really a nice item here. And he says, yeah, he says, we can add a club or dealership logo.
Oh, nice.
All right. To any of their designs, no additional charge, just there's a minimum of 12 units. They've even have discount and volume pricing for Camaro organization and clubs. And he said, you know, to truly appreciate the quality of this product, they need to be seen firsthand. And that's true. It's one of those things you can't just describe. We wanted to tell you guys about this because it's just one of those things that is just top-notch quality. They're made in the USA in the whole nine yards. I think Bob does a lot of the work himself. And you can pick up yours at CypressClassicsAuto.com, or you can pick up the phone and dial 1-800-473-8504. I believe Bob would be the one to answer the phone, and he's a cool guy to talk to. So he told us this, because we liked it so much, he's going to offer you guys, our podcast listeners, a discount of 15% off the prices there at CypressClassicsAuto.com. Through July 31st, you get 15% off the prices.
Nice.
You just stick the coupon code of Camaro Z28 in the shopping cart system and upon checkout and click the update button, and they'll see their discount before they pay.
Oh.
Like I said, they got Camaro and Corvette, even the ZR1 logo if you're cool enough to have
own
a ZR1.
One of those, yeah.
They also offer picture frames. I'm looking at the website right now.
Yeah.
And you can get this box in small, medium, or large. And then you can get, like we said, the SSRS. The RS badge or the SS badge in white or the SS badge in red. This is one of those things that I'm going to keep forever.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a killer, killer product. I can't say enough about a box. Like we reviewed a vacuum.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm all excited about a freaking vacuum. In fact, I have to vacuum my wife's car with it later on today when I get home. That Metropolitan 500 review. Check our previous episodes. And now we got this awesome
box.
But it's not just any ordinary box. It's just the quality's killer.
Yeah,
can't thank Bob for sending these to us for us to review, and you got to get your hands on yours. Like I said, CypressClassicsAuto.com. Use the coupon code CamaroZ28, get a deal and get a cool box.
Yeah,
put your car keys in.
Nice.
I can go on for an hour about a box. What do you think about it? Other than
I think it's great. I think it's so nice that I don't even want to put anything in it.
Yeah,
you know, I've been opening it up and admiring it. And I was like, I don't want to soil it.
It's a box.
But it's just a box.
Thick felt on the inside. Yeah. It's cushioned, and this even has matching brown felt on the bottom, so it doesn't look like there's felt on the bottom. Officially licensed. It's just, thank you very much, Bob. We told him to listen to the show.
Yeah.
Know? But good stuff, man. We appreciated that a lot.
He's going to sell a lot of these boxes.
Yeah, I think, well, especially because you can put dealership and club logos on it.
I wonder if we can make a custom Camaro Z28.com edition.
What do you guys think about that? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a real good idea. I like it.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Check out the website and then just take our word that the quality cannot be described on a website, much less a picture. And, you know, we'd have to do 12 of them. So,
yeah.
You know, there's 12 guys out there that want them, give us an email. We'll think about that. Good idea, Chris.
GP.
GP. And those are coming back soon, too. GPs and sales and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Killer stuff. Speaking of Metropolitan 500,
that
review.
Yeah.
And what were you telling me about where you work?
I have one of those vacuums from over 20 years ago sitting in my computer room that we used to, you know, clean up like toner and little pieces of paper that used to come off dot matrix printers that, you know, we don't have anymore. And I dug it out this past week to see, because it looked familiar when we were reviewing it. Sure enough, it's a Metropolitan vac from over 20 years ago. And the thing, you turn it on, it jumps in your hand when you start it.
The torque makes it kind of cool, roll over.
Yeah, too thing, cool, man. The thing is still sucking after all these years.
It's still sucking after all these years.
All these years, yeah.
Well, I think only one, well, actually two products you can say that about and have it be a good thing. All right, you knew was going to show up somewhere along the line. But anyway, I guess I'm going to go play with my box and vacuum, which even that sounds kind of improper.
And hopefully next week at this time, we can actually talk about my car.
It'll be wearing smooth locks. You have your keys in your Cypress Classics box. And
yeah, I won't have to worry about the key scratching up the box because it's the switchblade
key. That's right. You put the key in there. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do with mine. I got my box set aside, ready for my keys and maybe my special pair of sunglasses and some Camaro logo gloves. Oh, wait, that's a Corvette owner. Oh, sorry.
Oh, God.
Hey, listen, I think we better wrap this one up, eh?
Yeah.
Yay. Shout out to our Canadian friends. We haven't heard from you in a while. So, oh, and go Wings. Speaking of that. And I guess we'll be back next week, eh?
We'll see you next week.
That's what it'll be all about.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.